You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's SME of the Week time, and once again we take a look at a small business aiming to do a lot more positive and punch above their weight in the industry. This week we're joined on the line by the founder of QP Drone Tech, Queen Ndlovu, to take a look at her business and understand what she does. Good evening, Queen. Thanks so much for taking the time. What inspired you to start a drone business?
Thank you so much. Jimmy, I've been in business for many years. But 5 years ago, I wanted to pivot into technology because one saw that the world is going towards an adoption of technology. So all the emerging technology that one was exposed to, I love the drone business, especially after reading the story about what is happening in Rwanda. And thanks to Vets Business School that exposed me to that. Yeah. Mm. And then immediately I went to China to learn more about the drone industry. I was there for 6 months in Shenzhen.
The drone business is such a big business. I mean, there's a lot that people use drones for, and there's a lot of services you can kind of provide, everything from agriculture, I think of agriculture and security and all of that. What services do you provide?
We decided to be a thought leader in disaster risk management because we saw the power of this beautiful technology that we have. You know, as much as we use it for all the spectrum in disaster risk management, like preparedness, search and rescue, responding to disaster, and post-assessment. But we saw a gap in disaster preparedness because we are interested in that because it reduces the impact of the infrastructure that gets damaged or the loss of life if you plan accordingly, you know, because you cannot avoid it. So we are a thought leader in disaster risk management. So what we offer in that niche market, you know, we are using various platforms. For instance, we provide drone operations to map the communities that are vulnerable to disasters, you know, so that we share the findings, for instance, the municipalities or people that are have an interest in that part of the community. And also we are currently building a drone that will be used as an early warning system when disaster happens. But also, we get to realize as a company that when disaster occurs, communication gets compromised. Hence, we just recently launched a drone that will provide Wi-Fi when people lose communication during disasters. We offer annual conferences on disaster risk management, and we train unemployed youth on how to become disaster risk management champion using drones, you know. So we are a drone operator, we are training, we are building a drone that supports that, but also we are hosting conference to create dialogue amongst the stakeholders that are interested in responding to climate change.
That's quite an interesting thing to focus on something like disaster management. And I think about obviously the floods that we've seen happen in South Africa of late, and also things like mining accidents could be very, very useful to have this. What kind of clients do you normally have?
For now, I must say that we are focusing in end client that has a critical infrastructure and that at risk of being vulnerable to disaster risk management, like insurance houses. You know, if you think of them, like you remember what happened in KwaZulu-Natal, you know, they had received huge claims because of the infrastructure that got damage, you know, but also government is very huge because it's one of the government departments like COCTA. Their mandate is disaster risk management. So it's government, you know, and also clients like that have a critical infrastructure like chemical sector. You know, there are risks to disaster as well. So those are the clients that we are focusing. To be honest, there's a lot of clients across the board. As long as you've got critical infrastructure, you are vulnerable to disaster because it can be human-induced or a natural disaster. But we decided to focus on government clients and insurance houses and UN agencies, by the way, because they're big in climate change.
Queen, you say you built the business 5 years ago. What's been the biggest challenge in building a business like this? Obviously, you're coming into a new industry. You went and you've done your research, but still, there's been a lot of challenges in the market and in the environment. What would you say has been your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is that our initial business model was to build drones locally, you know. So we struggled to secure investors. So we had to pivot into services, you know. But our shock was that even in services, it's very expensive to enter the market because you need to have a license called ROC, and it's expensive to acquire that license. But also our big shock was that South Africa is a country. It's very slow in adopting the drone technology. So securing clients as far as drone operations are concerned is also a challenge, you know. So those are the big challenges that we have, you know, the issue of trying to come with innovative solutions, you know, with drone technology. There's a regulator that says you can't do that now because of safety compared to other countries. But things are changing now because you are engaging structures like CAA that are coming on board. How can you assist startup like yourself to have an impact in this industry, you know? So for us, it was manufacturing, but we pivoted it to services. The good news now is that everyone is beginning to see the value of drone technology. For the first time, we are receiving calls from the investors that we pitched before, that we are ready now, we understand, we are prepared to invest in your business.
Mm. Queen, how do people get hold of you? How do people get in touch with you if they want to invest, if they need your services? Where can they get hold of you?
Okay, they can contact us on our email address, info@qpdronetech.co.za, or go to our website. There's more contact details, www.qpdronetech.co.za. And we are big on social media, linking qpdronetech as Instagram, qpdronetech is small cap, and all of that, yeah.
What's next for the business, Queen? You said you're looking into the manufacturing stuff. You're starting to make your own drones because you can personalize the kind of service that you want to do. What's next for the business?
Yes, so we are scaling our manufacturing effort. And number two, also, we are very passionate about bringing new young people into the sector. So we are big on STEM education. So we'll see people, we want to see young people running their business as well. So we want people like that have funders from a private sector, the CSI, to come on board so that we are able to train more. Up to so far, we've trained about 4,000 young people that we've exposed them to this emerging technology. But our target is to train hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these qualified drone pilots so that they run their own business as well.
Well, you're doing well, and we wish you all of the best of luck with that. Continue to do the good work that you're doing. Continue to uplift the communities around you, and we wish your business all of the best of luck. Thank you so much for that, Queen. That was Queen Ndlovu, the founder of QP Drone Tech, joining me for this week's SME. If you want to get hold of that business, it's qpdronetech, as in TECH.co.za. All of their details are on the website. Be sure to give them a shout.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.